So the topic of right-of-way use and the collision of the rights or competing rights to use that right-of-way, I think is how it's written up in the conference agenda, goes back a long time in history, back to the Home Rule Statute, Article 1175, which basically gives cities the authority to manage the rights-of-way and prohibit use of the rights-of-way by anyone without their consent and their permission. And then also the Constitution, which prohibits cities from giving away or granting things of value. And, of course, these publicly owned rights-of-way are a thing of great value, as we've seen lately, as one commentator has called it, it's a nationwide chess match going on right now, mostly between the telecommunications utilities or entities and the cities on who gets access to the rights of way and who has to, what kind of compensation are you going to pay for that? So cities have historically controlled the rights of way. And I think these cases go back way back to 1800s, and actually it was back in the 1860s and 1870s that I think this Article 3, Section 52 was added to the Constitution, because a number of cities had been giving away rights of way to the railroads to try to get the railroads to come through the cities and help them develop and grow. So the requirement that you don't give anything away anymore has been on the books for quite a long time. And now this applies to the right-of-way as we're dealing with it now in terms of telecommunications entities.